Hey, Adam, thanks for the buzz.
Hey, Eric, very nice to catch up with you.
What's the story behind the new single, You're the Best Thing About Me?
That was a phrase that a Dublin journalist used to describe Bono. He kind of said of Bono, he said, you know, Ali, his wife, is the best thing about him. And I guess that just kind of stuck with Bono in his mind. And he thought, okay, I'm going to use that as a title, and I'm going to use it to write a song about all the strengths and weaknesses that I have. It's quite an upful song. It has a lot of honesty. You know, they've been married a long time. I think Bono met Ali the same week as he joined the band.
Amazing. The forthcoming album is Songs of Experience. The title being the other side of the William Blake coin suggests that it'll be thematically linked to the previous record, Songs of Innocence.
Yeah, you know, we always saw this as a double project with The Innocence, which detailed kind of early years in growing up in Dublin, and almost the first five records that we put out, looking back on that amazing period of creativity for us. You know, we achieved things that you wouldn't have expected to have been able to achieve in that time. So that was very much describing the innocence of the times and the power of that innocence, what you can do with that innocence. And then now we're looking at our lives in a very different way of, okay, we've had 40 years of doing this, of being in a band, of being together and being friends. And what have we learned along the way? What's our legacy, if you like? And that's really what this record is trying to deal with.
The scuttlebutt is the disc was finished last fall, but then delayed and repolished following the election.
Oh, this record has been finished many times in the last few years. You know, I think it was effectively finished, and it is finished. But I think what happened with that election was it took everyone by surprise. And in an international sense, the shifting sands of what was happening in Europe, the refugee crisis, Brexit in the UK, but then your own election here and the election of President Trump, it was suddenly a moment of, oh, the world is different now. And as an artist, you always want to make sure that what you're releasing or the work that you've just done truly reflects or indeed is capable of landing in that environment and being valid. So we took a little time out to see how things would change, to see what was going on. And we hardened up the sound of the record a little bit, you know, not very much. And a couple of the lyrical tweaks were made a little bit more pointed to be more relevant for where we are now. But essentially, it's the same record, not very much changed.
Could you share some specific procedures included in that kind of cosmetic surgery? I'm more interested in the sonics.
We started out very much making this record in a scientific sort of audio lab environment, which is how records tend to be made now. And then we brought it to the band really quite late because we wanted to have that energy, that kind of raw rock that we felt was much more fitting to the sound of what happened with this kind of sea change. I think prior to the Trump election, I think records were sounding very poppy. They were very upful. You know, people didn't want to think too much. And then suddenly there's this emotional and politically charged environment that's happened in the last year. So it's a very interesting time. And we're happy to be releasing this record in a time like this.
Maybe getting some of that Reagan-Thatcher-era angst in there.
You know, I hope so, but, you know, we're not those same men anymore, but we do see things in a similar way.
A slew of producers have been associated with the band through the last few years. Who is represented on the finished work?
Steve Lillywhite came in and really helped us with recording a lot of the backing tracks and a lot of the live pieces on the record. A guy called Andy Barlow, who was in a band called Lamb, who kind of hothoused some of the work early on. Jackknife Lee, who we've worked with before, he's very hot at the moment. He did quite a lot of the tracks with us, and it has a bit more of a kind of contemporary hip-hoppy feel without losing the rock and roll roots. And Ryan Tedder, who's been a collaborator and good friend of ours over the last few years and even did some shows with us on the Joshua Tree tour. So, you know, we always make records as a collective. We like to have as many people involved as possible because, you know, the more opinions you have, the closer you get to being able to express exactly what you want to put across.
You mentioned after the Joshua Tree, it was a bit of an era, the first five albums. Regarding your bass playing, do you see a steady ascent over the years as far as what you can do with your instrument or personal plateaus? And I remember you came to New York, I think it was between Actung and Zaropa, and actually took some bass lessons. So I'm wondering about significant eras in your playing.
Yeah, you know, I think it is a ramp up all the time. You know, the unusual thing that people don't really talk about is that your powers and your skills do increase. And I'm certainly noticing that I'm playing better than ever before. I think the rest of the band are playing better than ever before. And you kind of learn to conserve your energy, and you know where to kind of land the punches, if you like. So, yeah, I think we're much better players and performers than we were back then. It's much more focused now.
I picked up on a lyric on The Blackout. Dinosaur wonders why it still walks the earth. Does that suggest some kind of existential crisis that the band was feeling?
You know, I think you can certainly read it that way. And, yeah, I think it's self-depreciating in terms of saying, you know, we've been around for 40 years at this stage, and you kind of still do wonder how we've managed to survive, how we're still here. And hopefully the answer is that the quality of the work is still as good as it was 40 years ago.
Hear, hear, Adam. Your fans are still here, too, and some very memorable shows recently at MSG and MetLife Stadium, and we still have fond memories of when you visited Fordham University and WFUV. So thanks for all the great tunes, and I know you have to scoot.
Well, Eric, thank you very much for your time. I've really enjoyed talking with you, and, you know, come back and see us sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Adam.
All right. Bye.